بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, continuing with the tafsir of Surah Al-An'am, which we had commenced before the month of Ramadan, and we had completed approximately 60 verses. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam and commands him to speak to the mushrikeen of Makkah Mukarrama, and particularly to point out their double standards as far as their shirk was concerned. And we know the mushrikeen of Makkah, despite believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they were questioned that who created the skies and the earth, and who created you, who created your forefathers, etc., then they would answer that Allah is the creator, Allah is the one in control. But with this, they would also worship other deities, other beings, other idols besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, their condition was such, and this is mentioned in various other verses as well, that whenever they were in any difficult position, they found themselves in some hardship, some trial. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the example that when they were at sea on their journeys, on their travels, and it was a stormy night and the waves were crashing around them, and they realized that there was no way out, no escape, and their idols, their deities were not going to come to their assistance, then they would invoke and implore and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Then they would forget their idols, forget their other deities, and they would only ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help. So here, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is told that point out to them this inconsistency, this double standard of yours, that when you are in difficulty, you call Allah. But the moment Allah delivers you, rescues you from this difficulty, and now you are leading your life is moving smoothly, there's no difficulty, no hardship, then you forget Allah, and then you associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says, قُلْ, that say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَنْ يُنَجِّيكُمْ مِنْ ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ, that who is it that delivers you, who is it that rescues you from the darknesses of the land and the sea? In other words, when you are traveling through some jungle, some forest, it is very dark, it is frightening, perhaps there may be wild animals that are waiting to attack you, or the darknesses of the sea, as we mentioned, the stormy night, dark night, and the waves are crashing around you. So who is it that delivers you? Who is it that rescues you from this situation? تَدْعُونَهُ تَضَرُّعًا وَخُفْيًا, and you call unto him, you make dua to him, and you implore him at times openly, and at times silently, and you say to him, لَإِنْ أَنْجَيْتَنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ وَلَإِنْ أَنْجَانَا مِنْ هَذِهِ, that certainly, if he saves us, if he rescues us from this situation, لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ, then definitely, we will be from those who show gratitude to him. In other words, we will not ascribe partners to him anymore. So who is it that does this for you? The answer is clear. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nevertheless, Allah then says that give them the answer. Clearly, explicitly say to them the answer, that قُلِ اللَّهُ يُنَجِّيكُم مِّنْهَا, say, it is Allah who delivers you, it is Allah who rescues you from this situation, وَمِنْ كُلِّ كَرْبٍ, and from every difficult situation that you may find yourself in, ثُمَّ أَنْتُمْ تُشْرِكُونَ, yet you still associate partners with him, you still call unto others besides him. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns them, that you think that you only need Allah when you are in some difficult situation. قُلْ هُوَ الْقَادِرُ عَلَىٰ أَن يَبْعَثَ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابًا, say that he, Allah, has the ability, has the power, has the strength to send upon you a punishment, مِنْ فَوْقِكُمْ, from above you. In other words, Allah can send some torrential rain, and this can result in floods, and like this he will wipe you out. أَوْ مِنْ تَحْتِ أَرْجُلِكُمْ, or from beneath your feet, Allah can now cause the ground to swallow you and sink you. أَوْ يَلْبِسَكُمْ شِيَعًا, or Allah will divide you into different factions, different groups that are at odds with one another. وَيُذِيقَ بَعْضَكُمْ بَأْسَ بَعْضٍ, and he will cause you to taste the violence of one another. In other words, all these different ways Allah has the ability and the power to send this punishment upon you, either from the sky, from the ground, or he will cause infighting amongst you. These are the different avenues and ways that Allah has to punish you, to harm you, to send some difficulty upon you. It is not just when you are in the middle of the sea or when you are in some jungle or forest. Rather, every step of your life, you need to show gratitude and you need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. انظر كَيْفَ نُصَرِّفُ الْآيَاتِ Allah now says, look at how beautifully we explain our signs. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَفْقَهُونَ So that perhaps these people may gain some understanding. Perhaps by appealing to their rationale, to their logic, they may gain some understanding and they may then abandon their shirk and their ascribing partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then Allah laments that وَكَذَّبَ بِهِ قَوْمُكَ That, O Nabi of Allah, your people, your nation have belied, have rejected the Qur'an. وَهُوَ الْحَقِّ Yet it is the truth. In other words, the Qur'an does not need their acceptance. It will remain the book of truth. It will remain the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So say to them now, قُلْ لَسْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ بِوَكِيلٍ Say to them, O Nabi of Allah, that I have not been sent to guard you or to protect you. In other words, I am here to convey a message to you. If you choose to accept, you will be saved. And if you choose to reject and to deny, then I cannot do anything. I am not here to force you to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But remember, لِكُلِّ نَبَئٍ مُسْتَقَرٍ لِكُلِّ نَبَئٍ مُسْتَقَرٍ Every divine matter has a time and place where it will fall. It will happen. It will occur. In other words, if Allah has chosen and it is His divine decree that you will disbelieve and you will then be punished, then remember there will be a time and a place where this adab will come to you. You may make dua now, Allah might save you, Allah might rescue you. But if ultimately your end result is to be punished by Allah, definitely this will take place. وَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ And soon you will come to know, you will realize what is correct and what is incorrect, what is haqq and what is falsehood. So very beautifully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains this to them. Imam Razi rahimahullah, one of the great mufassirin of Quran, mentions under this particular verse, he says, and although this is not the direct meaning of the verse, but he says for a person of iman, for a believer, who may find himself going through some difficulty, some hardship within his life, and he feels that Allah is testing me, or perhaps I cannot make it through this difficulty. So Imam Razi rahimahullah shows the benefit of Allah testing a person in this world. He says that these people, despite not having iman, but the moment Allah put them in a difficult position, like in the middle of that storm, and now they were not sure whether they are going to make it or not, then he says, look at the qualities that Allah causes to come into them just because of this difficulty. That immediately now, تَدْعُونَهُ They begin to make dua to Allah. تَدَرُّعًا They implore Allah from the bottom of their heart. وَخُفْيَةً They have sincerity, or at least they try to have some sincerity. And then they promise Allah, we will be grateful for your bounties. So just a little bit of difficulty came to them, and immediately these qualities, what we would say the qualities of taqwa, come into them temporarily. So Imam Razi rahimahullah says, a believer, a person with iman, when Allah puts him through some difficulty, some hardship, then this is in order for Allah to create and develop these qualities of taqwa within him. Now he makes dua, he comes to the masjid, he is begging Allah, he is crying before Allah, he develops ikhlas in his actions, he doesn't miss his salah, he tries to give some sadaqah. Why? Because he wants the assistance of Allah. So this is actually the rahmat and mercy of Allah. I put you through this difficulty so that you can develop these qualities that will now bring you closer to me. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.